Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, episode 205. As I mentioned in my email newsletter, if you're on it, you saw after over 200 episodes, I finally missed a week of Top 5 Niches of the Week. I apologize for that. I was on my bachelor party and I did not have time to pre-record an episode. Hopefully you'll forgive me, but I got five good niches for you today, including niche number five. If you stick around, you're going to be happy you did, because this is a niche that is not a calendar niche. Not that many people know that it's coming yet, and there's a lot of money to be made. So let's get to it. I'm excited to be back for top five niches, by the way, if you couldn't tell. So let's start with some Amazon merch sales updates. So in the last 7 days, I made 366 sales, 278 in the US market. I kept $1,055 in royalties on $5,393 in sales. And I made quite a few sales on international markets as well. Do not sleep on the international markets. If you want to follow me on Instagram, linked in the description, I post daily sales updates for motivation. Let's check out the top 10. So the current top 10 look like this. Let me hide myself so you can see all 10 of them. We've got the I'm Not Old, I'm Classic shirt that is just absolutely destroying with thousands and thousands of reviews. We've got a couple different horse racing shirts, and that should come as no surprise because we knew the Kentucky Derby's in early May. We'll talk about that in a second. We have some teacher shirts where it's the end of school, and some Cinco de Mayo, and then behind me here was a autism awareness shirt, even though, you know, as the month of April comes to a close, those are going to kind of fade away. Probably for another year in terms of peak demand, right? Let's get to niche number one. You might be able to guess what it is based on what we just saw. How could it not be derby shirts, horse racing shirts? Now, here's the thing, guys. I feel like I say the same thing every year, and I feel like I say that I say the same thing every year. It's like inception at this point. I've been doing it for 200 episodes. I guess that comes with the territory. The horse racing shirts that are being sold around the Kentucky Derby time, maybe in the past, if you submitted them, when it wasn't close in proximity to the fact that the Kentucky Derby is going to be on TV, you might get them through without going to manual review. But what we've seen Amazon merch do over the years, when there's a big like sporting event or something like that, like they do it in the NFL playoffs every year, they'll freeze certain keywords. Like the word derby clearly looks like it's safe, right? But that doesn't mean that you won't submit something and go to manual review, because they know the Kentucky Derby is coming up. You see what I'm saying? So whether you want to sell in this niche on Amazon merch specifically or not is up to you. I mean, you could submit them anywhere else and you'll probably be just fine. The one thing I for sure wouldn't say is Kentucky Derby. Obviously, that's like major IP protected. But you guys get what I'm saying? We're not talking about committing IP infringement. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby being a big event that a lot of people, you know about and care about and think about, that will purchase a t-shirt related to horse racing due to the proximity in terms of time between where we are now and when the Kentucky Derby is in early May. Okay, so the Derby shirts are going to continue to sell. My little asterisk is, you know, note, be careful on Amazon merch, because we've seen them where the word Derby's fine, you know, 350 days of the year, but the 15 days leading up to Kentucky Derby, maybe they go everything to manual review, right? I'm not saying that will happen either. I'm just saying we've seen it. In terms of a design that I like this one. You got the grunge American flag, and then you've got the kind of silhouette there of a guy riding a horse, racing a horse, I would say. You kind of ride it differently when you're racing, over top of it, and then it says Derby Time underneath. I just like this design. Simple, easy to execute, you know, hopefully easy enough. If you guys don't know how to make this design, consider watching a lot more YouTube videos, or, you know, I have a print-on-demand course that has a design module that would show you how to do something simple like this, linked in the description. By the way, this is also, if you guys want some alpha, all right, how to outperform everybody else doing it, how about the 150th Kentucky Derby? How about some Derby shirts with an integration of 150? Because it is the 150th Kentucky Derby. Again, something not a lot of people are talking about or maybe even knew about. Now you know about it. Trying to help you outperform your competition. Simple. Integrate the 150 aspect. Niche number two this week. How about last day? All right. We saw it in the organic top 10, right? We saw that the, and by the way, last day for kids, last day for teachers, last day for retired teachers, right? I mean, retirements are hard to predict. If there's one profession where we can kind of predict the time period for it, often it is right about now as you transition out of the school year into summer. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of fun sub niches, fun color schemes as well. In terms of like me saving color schemes that I'm going to use throughout the year, niches like this, man, that are super colorful and have great color contrast, almost in all cases against a black shirt, but actually two of them against white shirts here. Sometimes I'll go in and I'll literally just kind of bring this into Photoshop and use the little eyedropper tool, write down the hex codes, you know what I mean? And save that as a color scheme that I can come back to later. But we got bruh, we out, teachers. Another bruh, we out, happy last day. Next one, dear parents, tag, you're it, love teachers. Three of them say, dear parents, tag, you're it. Happy last day of school. One says, is it summer break yet? School's out for summer. I love you all, class dismissed, behind me. So a lot of good sub niches. I'm sure there's even more if you want to dive deeper. BSRs, by the way, average BSR is right around, it's probably under 20,000 for the top 10. So this is already doing really well, probably going to continue to do well. If I had to pick one design that I like this simple monotone, you know, it brings back vibes of being in elementary school, kind of. It says, is it summer break yet? But it's not really what the text on the design says. I just like the design style, right? It kind of evokes memories of being a kid, whether it's probably for teachers, honestly, if we're being honest, but could be for kids too. And then simple kind of color scheme. They did it on white, pink, and yellow shirts only. And I mean, guys, you could take this exact design, do a color overlay, take the design itself that's all black here, flip it to white, and then sell it on black shirts, you know, red shirts, blue shirts, sell it on all the dark shirts as well and create two separate listings. Or if you're on Etsy, put them all in one listing, right? Niche number three this week. Before we get to niche number three, check out my free print on demand mini course. I get emails due to some publicity on CNBC that I had recently. Like, people want to start. Where do I start? I say, start with this free mini course. I spent 30 hours minimum writing it. And I'm not a strong writer, so maybe it took me longer than I needed to. But the 30 hours I spent writing this mini course was based on 7 years of experience. You get it for free. It's linked in the description. Take advantage. And check out my Print On Demand Facebook group, also linked in the description, completely free to join. Niche number three. All right, I don't follow mainstream media. You've heard me say that a lot. This is honestly kind of why. I guess Joe Biden, you may have heard of him, when he was reading the teleprompter, said 4 more years, pause. Like, he pulled a Ron Burgundy from Anchorman and said pause when it was meant to just be a, okay, Joe, don't say anything. So now people are selling t-shirts about it. You may not have heard of it, this happening, I don't know, but I get my news through t-shirt sales. Check out these t-shirts. There's definitely some shirts selling for the 4 more years pause niche. And this may come and go, who knows? It could just be an overnight flash in the pan, but these shirts were recently submitted and they're already generating sales. And if you need some graphic design help when it comes to Joe Biden, Trump, whoever, all right, politicians, check out Creative Fabrica. They have graphics for just about everything. And they have an AI graphic generator. They have everything, guys. Linked in the description. It's the best $4.99 a month you can spend. If you use my link, you get the discounted rate. So that is in the description. Moving on. Niche number four. Haiti Flag Day. Was it just a year ago that we were talking about Flag Day? And it was like, kind of came up out of nowhere. I always say it comes out of nowhere if I'm not aware of it. But I'm sure if you're Haitian, you already knew about it. So I apologize. But I think it was like the 50th anniversary last year. So it was like bigger than normal. But Haiti Flag Day is coming up. I clicked out of my calendar notes, but I know it's in like mid-May. I think it might have been, I don't know, I can Google it. I think it was like the 18th. Haiti Flag Day. 18th of May. Yep, got it. So you have a couple weeks in advance now, a little bit of a heads up to get some of these designs up there. They're already selling. Look at the BSRs, 28,000, 50K, 52K, 54K, 80K. So sales are being made, guys. Also, sometimes you just got to step back and take in, take some obvious hints here about color schemes and ways to approach design. We are definitely seeing some trends in terms of the color schemes associated with the best sellers. Should come as no surprise. They're the same colors in the Haitian flag. Again, I know I shouldn't have to say that, but it's like, guys, if you're going to design in this niche, take a hint, take a hint, integrate the colors that are currently selling, right? These are customers voting with their dollars, purchasing these shirts. That's why they're the top 10. And you see repetition of things like color scheme, take a hint, right? All right. Niche number five. This is the niche I wanted to hype up a little bit before I gave it away. because I don't think, kind of like when I was talking about the eclipse really early on, I don't know if this will be the same magnitude as the eclipse. Probably not. But people are going to be talking about it sooner than later, and you're getting a little bit of a heads up here. Niche number five, how about cicadas? Apparently, the swarm of cicadas is coming back. The brood, I guess. Look, it says broods. This, you know, insects, not necessarily my thing. I mean, can you blame me? I sit inside and sit at my computer all day. So definitely not my thing, although I'll be able to hear them out the window. Cicadas. Cicada shirts. Number one bestseller, 17,000 BSR. Number two, 39,000. Number three, 45,000. 87,000. 120,000. Cicada shirts, guys. We already talked about this weeks in advance with my private community, by the way, also linked in the description because we do multiple live streams every week. We've known about the cicadas. We were messing around using AI to create cicada designs. So we've been doing it for a while. As you can see, there are sales taking place. This will only increase in terms of sales velocity. I guarantee it. All right. Unless they cancel the cicadas from coming, the next brood, I guess it's called. So niche number five, cicadas. I like this design because, you know, call me, I'm not old, I'm classic, right? Call me old, call me classic, whatever. I still like to use these retro vintage sunset designs and do simple things. Like you can put literally a PNG of a cicada over top of it, or you can just cut it out, right? Cut it out is usually how I would go about it. And just leave the negative there so that whatever shirt color you publish it on, it shows through. So you create that little silhouette and then you add some text above, some text below. Easy peasy, guys. Like you could literally say cicada whisperer, cicada brood, cicada 2024 return tour. Like there's a million ways you can make so many good designs so quickly just by cycling out the text and cycling in new text. Sorry if the snapping was annoying, but that's really it. That's how I go about doing it, guys. Then you just list it on a bunch of products and a bunch of marketplaces. Some are going to catch on. When something catches on, double down. Hopefully you guys know the drill by now, right? We're still talking about this stuff in 2024. You know why, by the way? Because it's still working. Here we go. Emerging trends. These are all significantly outperforming their 30-day average BSR. We have a snake shirt that says Black Mambas. The Mamba thing since Kobe Bryant died. I wouldn't sell it on Amazon merch. We got some Dot Day cat designs. Georgia Southern. I would skip anything related to colleges. Mental health awareness. Cinco de Mayo. Field Day. I think Field Day is trademarked, by the way, so stay away from that. Crawfish Junkie and a New Orleans shirt. You guys see these down here at the bottom? I don't know why both of those are trending, but Crawfish and New Orleans are kind of tied close together, so maybe that could be something. Graduation designs, and behind me is a bro, we out from school. So you kind of see the trends that are here now, right? If you want to sell some smaller trends, let's look ahead at least 30 days. May 27th, Memorial Day. May 28th, National Hamburger Day. May 29th, World Otter Day. Shout out to the otters. May 30th, International Jazz Day. And May 31st, International Space Day. Let's look at the archive. Look at what was selling well 11 months ago. We have a July 4th. I think exclusively July 4th. And then, of course, it wouldn't be, you know, a top five niches of the week slash Amazon merch video if we didn't have the I'm Not Old, I'm Classic. So literally all July 4th plus the I'm Not Old, I'm Classic could not be dethroned out of the top 15. Removed designs. These are all removed in the last 2 weeks. Take a quick peek. You can pause if you want to take a closer look. These are either removed by Amazon or by the seller. Thank you guys for watching. Check out my full print on demand course. It is linked in the description. It also comes with a monthly coaching call so you can work directly with me at no extra cost. And check out my private community where we do 2 weekly live streams. We have awesome guests. I gave you guys a little sneak peek into my private community call. I will drop that video. I'll link to it up here in the YouTube cards in case you missed it. But it was really awesome. I put that at the end of my interview with Adam Young. But if you want to hear two people chop it up, two people that are making a full-time income from Amazon merch, Amazon influencer program, and just general print on demand, check out that interview with Adam Young. Shout out to him. Go subscribe to him as well. He's killing it on YouTube, man. He's an awesome guy. All right, guys, thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, then go enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you soon with a new video.